Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hi there. Are we on the radio?
Yeah, you are. But you look great.
Hey, everybody in Radio Land.
How big is Radio Land anyway?
Huge. It's
really?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I thought so.
What areas cannot frequencies reach?
Good point.
You know?
Good point.
And we are frequency modulation.
FM, yes.
No static.
At all. That could be a song.
It could be. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on, and it's the 9 o'clock stretch. Ow, my shoulder still hurts. Anyway,
PT,
we are going to go beyond the universe. We're going to go so far. We're going to go beyond bourbon. And here to explain what that means, Harley Hutchinson is with us. Good morning, Harley. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I apologize for my shenanigans. It's the 9 o'clock hour, so I get a little, as my mom would call it, a little slap happy. But you represent the Ronald McDonald House, and you do it quite well. And we have met before. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio talking about another fine event that you are tied into. Raising money for Ronald McDonald House is very important, and we are the official radio sponsor. So please tell us about this upcoming event called Beyond Bourbon.
All right. So Beyond Bourbon is happening this Sunday, November 17th from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's taking place at the beautiful Santa Fe River Ranch out in Alachua. We are so excited to have everybody.
Don't want to confuse anybody, but is that the same as Valley View?
It's at the same property.
Same property. So mm-hmm. If they know where one is, now they know the other.
Yes.
Vice versa. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So tell me more about this event.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're going to have plenty of top shelf bourbon. So if you're into that, we can help you out. We are going to have some special Ronald McDonald House Rabbit Hole Single Barrel Reserve bourbon for sale. We're also going to have a bourbon pull. That's one of everybody's favorite activities. We're going to have Jamie Davis performing live music and food from Ember's Grill.
Wow, this sounds like a nice, I know this is like, you know, dress up for the event, you know, outdoor casual, right? Do I have that right? Business
yes.
casual kind of thing.
Yes.
And there will be all kinds of sipping and sampling of different bourbons. Now, of course, you're going to get those folks that really have that palate and they love a good bourbon. But what about folks who want to help the Ronald McDonald House? Maybe they're going with a spouse who's more into the actual bourbon. Do you think you have some things for them to enjoy as well?
Absolutely. We will have a couple bars set up from Ember's Grill around the venue. And you can pretty much get anything you want to drink. The focus of the day is just bourbon. We're also going to have some master distillers there to let you taste what they've got.
Master distillers are going to be out there. It's a long way from the old moonshine days now isn't it? The yes. Revenuers won't be chasing anybody, but this is a wonderful charity. Is there a cost for the event? I mean, I'm sure there is. What is it?
Well, you can get a ticket for $250, I believe. We sell them by sponsorships, and you can find more information on that at our website, rmhcncf.com, or just search Beyond Bourbon Gainesville.
So, like, if a business owner wants to say, hey, it's a special thing, I'm going to do something for a couple employees and their spouses, and this is a great event to do that, and it all goes to charity, so I'm assuming it's all 501c3 covered by all that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. It is coming up this Sunday from 3 to 6, and it's going to be at Valley View. And what's the other name for that? I don't want to confuse anybody.
Santa Fe River Ranch.
Santa Fe River Ranch.
It's a beautiful wedding venue out there.
I have to get out there one of these days because I've heard nothing but great things. Greg, you've bragged about it. It's the same place, right?
Valley View, again. And it's kind of one of those places where whoever is ever there always posts their picture. They're overlooking the Valley, thus the Valley View name. It's just a beautiful venue.
Now, what about when the dairy cows come through there? It kind of changes the
dairy
ambiance.
I miss those. I think they're in a different valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a different valley.
Definitely so an Instagram worthy.
Are people going to be up, be able to like belly up to the bar and like you know, pound a couple of shots with Ronald McDonald or with like the Hamburglar? Wow. Is the Hamburglar going to be there?
I've never seen him.
Unfortunately, I can't guarantee any of the McDonald's characters will be there.
Because Greg, I think, is sort of volunteering. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I'm thinking.
I'll wear my big red shoes.
Okay. Oh, so he wants to be the big dog, Ronald.
Okay. Come have a drink with Greg then.
Okay. Well, there you go. He's attended several events, especially when they involve the Ronald McDonald House.
Yep.
And so, Harley Hutchinson, Beyond Bourbon, big event this Sunday, 3 to 6. What's the easiest, best way for people to find out about sponsorship opportunities and tickets?
I would go to our website, and you can do that by visiting rmhcncf.com or just search Beyond Bourbon, Ronald McDonald House, Gainesville, and you should see it pop up.
Click on tickets.
Put that in there, Ronald McDonald House, put that in there, Gainesville, and I'll tell you why. Because otherwise, you're going to get an event that's going on in Kentucky.
And that's going to be a long
drive. And you put that in your Google, and man, you're going to be gone for a while.
Well, they know about bourbon in Kentucky, so.
Indeed. You know, I would imagine.
It's a long drive.
But come to our event.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Because the Ronald McDonald House is in North Central Florida, and it does serve families from all over the area and then some. And if you're not familiar with what they do, of course, you can find more out at the website, the Ronald McDonald House website. But they house families when their kids are critically ill, and it is a heartbreaker when families are going through this. Ronald McDonald House is there to sort of ease that pain a little bit and give folks some sense of kind of normalcy when they're living away from their home, right?
Yes.
Did I cover that pretty good?
And these events that we do are really a big help to making sure that we can take care of those people.
Well, yeah, it's all got to be funded. And they had an expansion, and some said, well, are you going to be able to fill it? And it's like, there's a waiting list again already, even with the brand new addition. So it is it's very much used. I guess, unfortunately, I'd like to see it shut down because there's no more business, because there's no more really
kids get sick.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's not the world we live in right now. So we'll keep doing the good things that we do. And Harley Hutchinson, you are definitely a part of that. It is fantastic to see you again. Wish you all the success in the world with this event. Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Thank you so much.
All right.
See you there.
Beyond Bourbon, Sunday 3 to 6, November 17th at the Santa Fe River Ranch. And for more ticketing information, you can just say Beyond Bourbon, Ronald McDonald House, Gainesville, and you will get all the info that you need. And thanks for supporting this fine event. We appreciate it. It is approaching 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. More about the great picks that incoming President Donald Trump is making as part of his cabinet. We'll talk about that and more. And we're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family, meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Welcome to my world.
Afternoons at 3.
It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I know, what I like, what I want, what I see.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:19. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Team Trump. One of his very first picks in the cabinet is Susie Wiles, chief of staff. What? The first female chief of staff ever? How non-misogynistic of you, Trump. Wow. What are you thinking? Oh, hey, Mark Cuban. Yeah, he doesn't like to be around strong women, which... She definitely qualifies as both.
Oh, but he is racist. If you can't get the other women thing, he is racist.
Well, he's got that Cuban feller, Marco Rubio, that he's going to make Secretary of State.
Okay, that one doesn't work.
Yeah, he
okay,
doesn't. There's other women he hates, too. Elise Stefanik going to be the UN secretary. Oh, he hates other women, too. He hates Christine Noem. She's going to be Homeland Security.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Scratch that one.
Oh, and then you got the guy who, I can smell his testosterone coming through the TV, Tom Homan.
Oh, yeah.
He actually is a man's man.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be great handling the border. I don't know if they're going to call him the border czar, the border chief, or as I said earlier, the border Marshall, like Marshall Dillon. Wait, what was that?
Then the tumbleweed comes across the, the
plane
there.
Okay, that sounded a little more Clint Eastwood-ish.
Well, it's in that same genre, same genre.
Like a Josie Wales.
Yes.
Kind of. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
From Josie Wales to Susie Wiles.
All part of the cabinet.
Yep. The next White House chief of staff privately told a group of Republican donors on Monday, that President-elect Donald J. Trump would move on his first day in office to reinstate several executive orders from his first term that Biden had revoked. That's what happened? The borders were open because President Trump's executive orders were revoked the first day that Biden took office?
Who knew that? Oh,
everybody except viewers of MSNBC and CNN and maybe CBS, ABC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've been shouting at the rooftops for the last 4 years.
Yes. It is interesting. They never were really effectively held accountable for what they did. That Secretary Mayorkas, what a bad example of a human being in many different ways. I mean, what a lying sack of potatoes. I mean, just and on top of it, this sense of self-righteous arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that guy from the get-go. And wasn't he part of a movement years ago, like the take California back to Mexico, that Uno Mexicano or something, put Mexico first or something, really. I'm not exaggerating, but some group that he definitely was a part of. In other words, when he was the pick, like Joe Biden followed through, he made the worst pick for every office he could.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to be effective, he made the best picks possible if you wanted chaos and a crisis and malfeasance and people who didn't know their backside from a sinkhole or a hole in the ground. All right. So, according to Ms. Wiles, chief of staff, she's saying that, hey, he's going to immediately put all those things back into force. Wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing. Do you know it's 88 to 92% of the people that apply are turned down for asylum? I don't know if you know that or not. That's about what the statistics are. So, but they don't force them out. At least they haven't under the Biden administration. You're ordered to go, but it's like an order. Like, yeah, you got to go now. Oh, okay, go down the road. No, no, you got to go home. Yeah, you mean down on Smith Street? No! Your home country. You know, the one that you're actually a legal citizen of because you're not legally here.
No.
But now they don't listen. It's become obviously a game. These comments that were made by Ms. Wiles, a Florida political strategist who oversaw the winning campaign, were some of her first since she's been chosen to be the chief of staff. And apparently she does tend to operate very effectively and yet remain fairly low as far as the radar goes. Now, she's been elevated chief of staff. Obviously, not going to be able to fly under the radar. But anyway, you know what? This is probably the person that told me all about Mayorkas. Kaffir Carol, you are on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You haven't heard from me much because I've moved out of state. But anyway, I had this open border. It was planned about over 10 years ago, and Obama put Cecilia Munoz in charge of it. And she was longtime head of La Raza, meaning the race in Spanish.
Yes,
and
that's it.
It was a Reconquista group. And, you know, their goal, they even said, and I personally met a journalist who was in on the White House conference call, and I had snuck in myself into a 3-day immigration summit where they planned this back in 2014, this welcoming program, like we have here in Gainesville, mm-hmm. Lancaster County. But they were talking shocking stuff. She got on the Mark Levin show, and I thought, oh, good, finally some of this will get out. But it really didn't. But they were talking about we're going to be creating countries within a country, and these immigrants will be called, we call them seedlings. And what do seedlings need to be transplanted successfully? They need fertile soil. Mm. And fertile soil is free housing, free health care, free welfare, education, free phones, zero interest loans to get naturalization papers. And they said they don't even have to assimilate or learn the language. They will have government-paid translators, navigators, they call them, to navigate them to get all their freebies. And also...
Carol, can you tell me anything about the NGOs that we're pretty sure were all around the world and basically handing out plane tickets for people to come here? Is that most of that's government funding, is it not?
Oh, yes, it is. Uh-huh. It's part of the UN program. They had a national, edict on human rights, migration. I forgot exactly the name of it now, but is that it's a human right to be able to live wherever you want to live. And it was to take down the Western countries. These immigrant communities in the United States and the West, they actually said in their words, but they didn't put it out in the press, but between closed doors, which I was in on, snuck in on, they said these emerging communities would eventually overtake the host.
Yeah. Yeah, by design. Now, Elise Stefanik is probably going to be the go to the UN as an ambassador. That combination, along with Donald Trump being the president, are we going to be able to stop this forward motion of the UN and this momentum that they have, or are we simply going to be sort of arresting it maybe for a short period of time?
I hope we could be stopping it. Trump took a bunch of funding out of the UN, and there's been a record amount of elections around the world this year, And Alex Soros came out lately saying, oh, my gosh, you know, this looks like maybe the end for us, because the government's all voted down this globalism stuff.
Yeah, it's not popular, but that hasn't stopped the bad guys from pushing an agenda. It is so pleasant to hear from you again, and we're sorry that you're not here in the Sunshine State, but we hope that good things are going on for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, let's keep in touch. Yeah, Kat for Carol. She warned us about a lot of this stuff that we especially saw during the Biden administration a long time ago. It is 9:28. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before.
Greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
Yes, it happens.
47th president and your 45th president.
The news station.
Help our country heal.
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's a mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talking trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. Good morning. Let's pump it up. Get fired up. Trash Talking Tuesday. Brought to you by Florence Recycling. That continues. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available all the time, just wherever you normally get your podcasts. You download it right there and just click on subscribe and you are in. It really is that. It is that easy. All right. A couple of things. First of all, Dolphins won last night, 23-15 over the Rams. Way to go, Fins. They need to catch a little break there, so good. Maybe back on track. You've got all these picks that are going on right now. Mike Waltz, congressman, one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I've had him on the air many times, got to meet him. National Security Advisor. This guy's a Green Beret. Right guy, right pick, absolutely. Have to agree with that. And Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Looks like that's going to be a done deal. And you got to love that. But hold on a second now.
There's more?
Well, now what are we going to do?
Uh-oh.
How are we going to replace a congressman like Mike Waltz? How are we going to replace a senator like Marco Rubio? And he's on the House Intel Committee and Foreign Affairs. And how do you replace him? Mm. What's the rumor? Possibly Governor DeSantis? Could he go to the Senate? Usually the governor is the person who picks.
Right.
Can he pick himself? I'm not sure.
Hmm.
He could. And then, we know Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez.
Right.
Then she could step in and be, I guess, would she be acting? I guess for the rest of his term, she'd be the acting governor.
Put somebody in her position and, could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be some shuffling. I mean, even in New York, Elise Stefanik was, Republican, and they need all the Republicans they can get in the state of New York. And so she's going to be leaving to be the UN ambassador.
By this point, Florida's going to run the country. I like that.
And Florida should run the country because we show them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Florida and freedom. Low taxes, good educational system.
Sunshine
and beaches.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't want any more people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't come here. It's terrible. Terrible.
Stop
terrible.
Through. Spend tons of cash.
Yes, go
get
home.
Back on your horse and head out of town, pal. Yeah. Did I really? I kind of said that sort of out loud, didn't I?
Yeah, that was all out loud.
Butter. Butter, butter. I love me some butter.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to destroy a bunch of butter? Here's what happened. Costco had to recall 80,000 pounds of butter because the label failed to mention that butter contains milk.
So let me ask you this, Bob.
It did say cream on the label, but I guess there's both cream and milk.
But even as a little kid in elementary school, didn't you know where butter came from?
I knew they came from those cows because I got squirted in the face once when I was doing the. It was on a class
trip.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean? Milk comes from that glass bottle out on the front porch. It doesn't come from an animal.
But we knew they churned butter from milk. We knew that as kids.
Yep.
So you've got adults who are, oh no, they might buy butter and not know there's milk in it. Really?
And come on. And here's the thing. And by the way, this is considered like an allergen warning.
Yes,
if
I get
it has
that.
Milk in it. Remember, milk has sugar in it. Cream essentially does not, or has an extremely low amount. So there could be issues there if you assumed that there was absolutely no milk in the butter, which I don't know who would make that assumption. In other words, if you're the person who has the allergen,
You'd know that by now, right? I would think. Yeah.
But they're recalling them instead of printing up stickers that say, caution, right, contains milk. Wouldn't it be cheaper?
Put a big sign in front of the counter.
Well, because butter's like what now? $5-6
Man.
I mean, especially for the good stuff. I get the good stuff from Ireland.
Salt or no salt?
Well, salt, unless it's a recipe that calls for no salt. But generally, yeah, salt. But why would they destroy it all? Why would they recall it all?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think any. I wonder if anybody's going to actually bring it back. The only people that would bring it back would be, you know, the Costco people. This is who it happened through.
Right.
The Costco, the, you know, each particular location probably go, yeah, if they tell you to ship it back to the warehouse, you got to ship it back.
But then send it to somebody who doesn't do it for retail, you know, for like wholesale cooking, those kinds of things. How about things are packaged for retail sale or not. Just ship it to somebody who isn't going to put it on a shelf.
How about a charity that could use it to feed people?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah.
But anyway, it's another one of those things, like, you know, makes you scratch your head. Like, really? The iron's hot when you turn it on that surface?
Shocking.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Our litigious society has given us all these stupid warning labels on everything.
Well, they put so many, like, safety things on it. Like I have, like, a pole saw, right? Which, I mean, I can't believe they're even legal to begin with. I'm talking about one that's like a little chainsaw and a pole.
Yeah.
But you handle the switch like remotely down where your hand is, and then the pole extends out.
Sure.
Well, they put so many safety mechanisms on it.
Oh.
You're more prone to actually dropping it and chopping off your foot or somebody helping nearby getting cracked in the skull with it because of the stupid safety switches.
Well, look on the gas cans. We've talked about those. You can't just fill your lawnmower, your zero turn, by taking the cap off and pouring gasoline out. It's got one of these stupid pressure levers, or you got to squeeze this, and then it's like, come on. It's like
vehicles that won't operate if the door is open or if your seatbelt's not on.
The nanny state lives in your car's electronics.
Yeah, and it's not helpful. I think it just makes people dumber. I really do.
Well, and then they do stupid things, and then we need more label warnings.
I guess. Yeah. Hey, did you hear the rumor? I think you did. The Justice Sonia Sotomayor. There was a question about her health.
Yeah, they were talking about that, and some folks were thinking she might not stay in her position through the inauguration.
Well, that was, I think, really at its source, much more of a lefty rumor started to get rid of her. Because, just think, if Biden or Harris didn't win, which they didn't, Trump gets in there, Sotomayor is 70.
Yeah.
Trump might get another pick or two.
Oh, yeah.
While he's in office. So they were like, now they're like, yeah, hurry up, resign. You know, you got to what, January 20th, I guess, theoretically? And apparently she's not planning on stepping down. It's like, really? Left-wing pundits have begun calling for Sotomayor, who was nominated to the Supreme Court in 2009 by Barack Obama, to resign since former President Trump was reelected last week. This would probably be a good day for her to retire, says David Day, an executive editor of progressive magazine American Prospect. You know what? Maybe it's a good day for you to resign, bozo. And let someone else take your job.
Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden, no, you're not so happy. Oh, I know. It's all about what you want politically. MSNBC's Mehdi Hasan, reposted an April op-ed that he wrote for The Guardian, saying Sotomayor should resign for the sake of all of us. Sadly, this piece of mine is from April. It has aged pretty well, actually. Oh, man, pat yourself on the back. CNN's Bakari Sellers went so far as to suggest replacing Sotomayor with losing candidate Kamala Harris.
Wow. Oh, what a debacle that would be.
Remember what I told you the deal was. They got Joe to step aside.
Yeah.
They wanted the powers that be, wanted Kamala to step aside, too,
yes,
because they knew she had loser written all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal supposedly was, but don't worry, we'll make you a Supreme Court justice.
I remember that.
And maybe they couldn't find a vacancy soon enough to fulfill that deal. So they, in essence, were stuck with a terrible candidate in Kamala. So, yeah, this is interesting how it's all played out. Yeah. Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court.
Oh, can you? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, first off, you have to, like, you know, write your opinions and such.
Can you already imagine? Got one that doesn't know what a woman is.
Yes.
Now you're going to get one that's going to cackle?
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think about this case going before the Supreme Court, Kamala, that's going to be... Donald Trump is it's his fault.
And I was raised middle class.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be her two.
But imagine the word buffet salads that she could come up with in that position.
Would she even be doing her own homework? Kind of doubt it.
It would just be a mess.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Yeah, but the Sonia Sotomayor, apparently, allegedly, she's not planning on stepping down. Let's say a little prayer for her and her health, because Democrats are pretty desperate. Remember, they wanted to pack the court?
Oh, they're not even, not even subtle about it.
No. Yeah. Leftist MSNBC commentator Joy Reid announced some free advice.
We get way too much free advice from her.
To white women.
Oh, they're going to listen.
Now,
yeah,
Joy is a woman of color.
Yeah.
Why would you be offering free advice to white women? How about if the white women give her advice? What about that?
Watch it now.
See? Oh, see? Wait. Oh, it's only a one-way street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She said, black women have resigned from the Save America Coalition. Oh, you know why? Because the Save the Babies Coalition won.
Ooh, there's that.
After exit polls revealed that the majority of white female voters cast their ballots for former president, misogynist, and Hitler wannabe, Donald Trump.
Wow.
Reid has been pitting white women voters against black voters. No way. You mean a far left talking head on TV would promote racial division? I'm shocked. You mean they're dividers?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm shocked.
Can't be true.
Can't be true.
Is that fake news, Bob?
Not
so much.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
9:47 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile. Call in now with upbeat, positives, non-political thought. I know you can do it. Yep. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Ah, another day in paradise, my friends. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're not done yet. It is time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us, because we do 3 hours and 45 minutes of political stuff. Every once in a while, we just want to stop, smell the roses, and be thankful for our blessings. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. John, what's making you smile?
Well, what's making me smile is the hope that Trump and the new America, make America.
Trump would be fall under political.
Political, yes.
Unless he's non-political. Unless he's your Uncle Trump.
Yeah.
All right. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. This, they're calling for cooler weather and lower humidity, so that's making me smile.
Yes.
And the bourbon for Ronald McDonald House is making me smile because I know they do great work at their Ronald McDonald House. I have friends who use that, and it was a lifesaver for them. But just a public service, I didn't hear anybody say anything about a designated driver, if you're going to go to that.
So. Oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, always Lyft, Uber, designated driver, no doubt.
Yep.
Let's go to, good idea, though. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
People that can speak without a condescending tone. People that know what they're talking about and aren't trying to show off while they're doing it. God bless America.
It's true.
Wow.
It's true.
I think that was pointed right at you, Greg. I don't want to. I'm not trying to call Jeff out, but man, clearly you were trying to be condescending at some point. He caught it.
Wow. Man, I thought I was being more subtle than that.
Yeah, and then again, it, maybe it's me.
Oh, it could be. There's enough to go around.
Perfect. Not over here.
Not so much.
Nah.
Yeah.
Forgiven?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Love it.
That'll make you smile.
And coming up next, smoking. As in the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Dana Lash. But ever since the Garden of Eden, when Eve was convinced by the snake to eat the apple.
The Dana Show.
Women, too, have been convinced to go for the apple by the snake. There's a reason why you're not the head of your household.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, let's see. Global wealth redistribution packaged as climate change. In Baku, Azerbaijan, they have a little climate change get-together. It opened Monday. And they said climate alarmism is still in vogue. Really? President Trump got elected. We'll see about that. Your little Paris Accords and all your other wealth redistribution schemes. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about the climate movement is fine for some folks. What about the biggest polluter, China, doing nothing more than giving a little bit of lip service? And I'm sure they didn't row a boat to Azerbaijan. What'd they do? I don't know. But I do know this, the dirty tailpipe of a private jet is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have a great day. See ya.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.